T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage alongside you. Jad Chambers producing for us. And Jad, let's get it to you because we got to go on this day in sports history.
That's right. We do have to go on this day in sports history. So we'll start in 1936. We'll go quite a ways back on this day in sports history. 1936. Comiskey Park. Unruly crowd of 50,000 at Comiskey Park. Umpire Bill Summers makes a call at first base, an out call, and the fans are unhappy, and he is hit in the groin with a pop bottle.
Mm. Paul, weren't you? You were at that game back in 36, weren't
well,
you?
Well, actually, I was coaching with the White Sox at that time. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Well, it just so happened that Judge Landis, or Mountain Landis, the very first baseball commissioner, was at that game, and he was watching. And so he goes up to the public address system and offers a $5,000 reward over the public address system for anybody that turns over the person that threw that bottle. Would you care to guess what happened when he made that announcement?
Somebody got pointed out. I'll put it down.
Mayhem.
$5,000 back in the 30s? That would be some money, Jacob.
It would be, but Jacob is right. Instead, all that happened was booze and a rain of bottles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'd have turned him in a heartbeat.
Don't bribe us.
Yep. So that's what happened on this day in 1936. A pop bottle hit an umpire in the undercarriage. 1952 on this day, Mickey Mantle hit his very first Grand Slam.
Wow.
Well, yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I like this. I got a couple of Catfish Hunter OTDs here. On this day in 1966, Kansas City's leading winner undergoes an appendectomy.
Huh. But darn.
On this day in 1966. And then, 21 years later, on the same day, he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You're making it sound like there's a connection of some sort.
Well, it happened on the same day. That's a connection.
Big day in his history.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. 1966, he gets an appendectomy, and then on that same day, 21 years later, Baseball Hall of Fame. There you go. We got some birthdays today. Happy birthday, Royals outfielder Ryan O'Hearn. 28 years old
current
today.
Current outfielder, okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah, and we're going back a little bit further on this one, but this is a big birthday, a big milestone birthday for American figure skater Dorothy Hamill, 65 years old today.
You know, she still looks pretty good. I saw her in a commercial, about 6 months ago. She still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And boy, she was fun to watch skate, wasn't she? She was something else. She was just a genius when it came to routines and that kind of thing. She was one of the best.
Yep. So Dorothy Hamill, she turned 65 years old today. She was born on this date in 1956. She got Olympic gold in 1976.
Beautiful skater. Wonderful skater.
And that's on this day in sports history, brought to you by Superior Rents, Tools and Equipment Rentals. You can give them a call at 722-7600. Tools at work at Superior Rents.
Thank you, Jad, for taking us through that. Look ahead. We haven't talked about the Royals much, but rumor floating around that Whit Merrifield may be on the block. That'll be a topic to discuss this week as well. They play tonight at 7 o'clock against the White Sox. Boy, if Whit Merrifield's available, is everybody available?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think Salvi's not, but that'd be about it. Well, it'd be really, really interesting trade deadline, and the ramifications of the lack of success this year could be immense to the Royals as we currently know them. That's something we'll certainly keep an eye on as well. All right, let's take our final break. We'll come back. We'll put a bow on this thing. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, Chad Chambers, Sports Daily on a Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.